Praise the Lord. Two things flow from the side of Jesus. When that Roman soldier pierced him with a sword, what and what came out? Eh? Say it confidently now. Blood and water. Thank you. Blood and water. And it was not for nothing. It was God using that to tell us something about the cross of Calvary. Blood and water flow and touch this earth. Amen. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Through what happened on the cross on Calvary, we all know that sin entered the world. All of us, we are condemned when we are separated from God because of what happened on the cross on Calvary, and the law for atonement is without the shedding of blood. There is no remission. And so Jesus Christ, according to John 1:29, became the Lamb that taketh away the sin of the world. Through his blood, we receive redemption. But also, from God, the Lord God caused the earth for Adam's sake. He caused the earth. And that we will have to sweat before we eat. And when anything is cursed, it dies. Nothing fruitful comes out of it. So man has been laboring. But we also know that any plant, any seed that is dead, a plant that is dead, a ground that is not fertile, when you apply water there, what happens? Life comes back. So blood for remission of sin, water, God significantly saying, now this earth is blessed for his redeemed people. So I believe that prosperity is our portion. It flows from the cross on Calvary. Praise God. Don't let anybody preach poverty, preach you to accept a poverty condition. Even if a voice from heaven speaks to you, the spirit that used to talk to you begin to tell you, say, no, you will remain poor forever, like you die. Say, lie. Do you know that even God himself told Hezekiah, set your home in order, it's time for you to come. Hezekiah gave God reason why he can't go. And God changed his mind. Even if a spirit begin to preach to you in your dream, or enter your room, say, I am the Lord God, you your own, you not in a poverty till you go home, because I have a big portion for you in heaven. You go tell and say, are we not the seed of Abraham by faith? Is Abraham not rich here? And is occupying a big portion in heaven? Lie. I don't believe this is the Holy Ghost. Bind that spirit. Chase him out. And claim the benefit of Calvary. There are ministers that specialize in telling people that poverty is your cross. Poverty is not our cross, oh! That's not the type of cross we talk about. Lie. Something that has been settled on the cross on Calvary. Praise the Lord. That is why we are doing this. And our brother Cosmos said so many things. Amen. And I am telling you, I agree with him 100% on those principles. I believe it. And I have discussed with him long enough to know what he believes. You follow what he's saying. Practice it. It worked for him. It will work for you too. Amen. There is a statement that Cosmos kept saying the first day he made it. He made that statement. Yesterday again he made that statement. He said that if it is God that did something, and you come on the same basis before him, needing him to do it, he said, God is obligated to do it. He said, if he does not do it like he did it before, then it means he did it before by mistake. And God does not make mistake. Establishing the fact that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has his principles that he is even bound by them. Praise the Lord. So, is there any question so far? Because on God's principle for prosperity, or maybe anything that man spoke, our brother spoke, you need any further clarity? Yes, please. Let's just take some questions. There is something that I learned from, okay, brother, let me not call his name. After service, he was in my office. And then I was asking somebody's phone number that I know he talks to. And then he said, he doesn't have it. I said, but you talk to him now. He said, brother, my phone is not with me. I said, what happened? And he said, when our brother spoke, there was something he spoke that hit him hard. And when it was time for offering, that he looked all around. Is it 1,000 naira he had in his pocket that he would put for offering for his breakthrough? That's all he had on him. And then he looked around and he said he wanted to make a vow. He said, no, this is not time for vow. He looked at the most expensive thing around him and it was his phone. He said he removed the SIM card and took the phone to the offering box and dropped it there. And he made a statement. He said, brother, he said, when that thing feeling comes upon you to give, give. He said, if you don't give that moment, you postpone it. It now becomes you now and not the Spirit of God. He said, it becomes, you will now be given in the flesh. Each time God wants to open a door for you, there is an unusual decision, a grace, I don't know what to call it, a feeling you have. Do something, do something, do something. When he was saying that he was there and the man preached in those days when he was with the Pentecostals, he said the man preached and he gave all that he had. For the cover, he went that day in the market for their chop money that day. And still, the feeling did not leave him. His latest wristwatch he still bought. He said he still removed it. He still removed it. And went to the offering box and dropped it. That was what challenged our brother. It happens. And then, the feeling was still on him. He said he reached home again. The last bag of rice they have for him and his family to eat. He told his wife, this bag is going to the pastor's house. And it was only after he gave all the thing was pushing to do that peace come upon him. I'm telling you, whenever, wherever you go, whether it's before an individual or in a service like this, anywhere you go, and you feel a prompting to do something, don't delay it. At that moment, something happens. Praise God. And so, when he was telling, I said, so, now you don't have phone. He said, Kai, brother, that is challenge me, Kai. He said, you know what, Namifosa, they talk this thing, I didn't want to let anybody know. I said, I don't know now, because I will call you now, I will not catch you. Praise God. And I had bought a phone to give somebody who was disturbing me that she needed a phone. And so he was sitting down there. I opened my drawer. I had not given to the sister. I opened my drawer and say, I replaced that phone with this one. A brand new one. And the phone I gave him was 10 times better than the one he was even using. He was shocked. He was shocked. I said, that is what giving does. He gave that and got a better one. These principles work. That's what I want to tell you. They work. Praise God.
Church, praise the Lord. Yesterday he was preaching on seed.
Seed.
And we were catching the message on seed. And we, business people, we find out that there's a difference between vow and seed. But actually, you caught him off from finishing the message. So he says something else again. He said something about BMW, something sort of things like that. He ownership of and something like that. So us doing business or trying to start. How do we sow seed? Do we meet a pastor with the cash we have, or how do we sow this seed? Because I didn't get that message very, very well on sowing that seed as a businessman.
No. I think you didn't catch. You know me too. I want to prosper, so I'm a very good student. Oh, I listen very well.
Well, you stopped him. You cut the message.
Stopping him did not stop my understanding.
Yeah, that's what I want to catch now, sir.
I only stopped him. I didn't stop my understanding.
So on that seed, sir, can you please clarify it for me, sir?
What he said is that Genesis, God spoke about the fruit, and all we always think about being fruitful, to be fruitful. He said, you cannot talk of being fruitful until there is a seed. Because it is the seed that produces the fruit. In every fruit, there is a seed. At least I caught that. Praise God.
In every fruit, there is a seed.
There is a seed.
So in every business we are doing, we must sow a seed.
That it is wrong for you to eat all your harvest. And he gave an example of a farmer who, you know, after he has cultivated his seed, part of the harvest, he keeps it for the next season. But if he does not keep some to sow and eat everything, then he will have nothing to sow again. Then he will have no harvest also. Okay. So he's talking about a law of fruitfulness. And that it is not only, I mean, when we talk of seed, and that in us, before God, he said, be fruitful and multiply. It is because he has already kept a seed in us. So he was only speaking to that seed now, to have life and reproduce.
Okay.
And so he is saying that every one of us here, we have seed. And that seed is not only seed for the fruit of the womb. And anything that can benefit you, any potential you have in you is a seed. Every potential you have in you is a seed. And you should allow that potential to become fruitful. That's why he said, there are different types of children. There is the fruit of the womb and there is the fruit of the brain. So there is a brain child. What your brain has produced is your brain child. Ideas. God bless you. Yes.
Church, praise the Lord. That guy question has also answered my own. So I was not going that side. No. No, I'm not going. I'm not confused.
You know, he was rushing. I didn't want him to rush it because I know it is too important. He was rushing it. I wanted him to come where he will take time and dissect it. Now that we are giving it to him as a topic, he will even go deeper in breaking it down for us when next he will come here. You know, Ecclesiastes. Can we open Ecclesiastes chapter 11? Ecclesiastes chapter 11. I think from verse 1 or so. Then I say, something is said there. He said, cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. Next verse. Give a portion to 7 and also to 8. For thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. If the clouds be full of rain, you see, the clouds have to be full with rain first. Then they empty themselves upon the earth. And if the tree fall towards the south or towards the north, in the place where the tree falleth, there it shall be. He that observeth the wind shall not sow. And he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. And this verse alone, verse 4, is a serious verse I can talk about. Verse 5, it says, as thou knowest not what is the way of the spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child, even so thou knowest not the works of God who maketh all. This is the way he put it, verse 6. Verse 6, he said, in the morning, sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thy hand, for thou knowest not whether shall prosper either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good. You see, the emphasis there is seed. Be a giver. And devil want to finish you, he will make you to be stingy. And he will give you every reason. Telling you, opposition from here and here and there, your wife, your husband, your brother, your sister, and things like that. And that's why Christ himself said, when you want to give alms, he said, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. It achieves two purposes. One, nobody will know what you have done. So it is between you and God, and then, you know, God is, you don't take any glory. It's not for self-glory. Then secondly, when nobody knows what you are doing, nobody will know how to discourage you. So you make it secret. You must sow. One thing with us is, we that teach, when we teach, we always know it's not all that we follow. But those who follow, we see them. We see their progress. We see how they are changing. It's a law. You can't beat it. You can't make God bend. You can't make him bend. If you like, hey, go to the mountain and fast. Lord, change me this time. Change me this year. Change my situation. I want to build my house this year. I want to do this. And you need... And the Bible said there is nothing you have that you did not receive. And you cannot receive if you don't give. So to have, be a giver. It's a condition of the heart. God bless you. Next person.
Okay, just praise the Lord. My question is that last 2 months, which is June program, so I came here to rebaptize. So after that, so I bought a revelation of 7 seeds and warned your pastor, because where I used to worship, I'm not hearing the kind of message that will affect my life. It's the kind of place whereby even that period I used to even sack Igbo to go sit down comfortable at the church. So am I not feeling anything? Even before you may go to church while your girlfriend is still waiting for you at home. So there is nothing to affect the person, and you will not feel any guilty about that. So until I in my salon, so my pastor dashed me a decoder. So and I was searching, and I discovered Bride TV.
Clap your hands now. So, okay, you are not in Lagos?
No, sir.
Where are you coming from?
I'm from Anambra State.
Anambra people, clap your hands now.
Yes. So since then, even people was asking me whether it was only that channel that is in that particular decoder. So why is it that in the business, in the public like this, I don't like to, at least I should put something that will entertain my customer, that will attract customer to come. And I reply then that any customer that would not want to hear something like this as an entertainment, that means that customer is not permitted to come this place. So when I bought that Revelation of Seven Seed and give it to my pastor for him to change the preaching, the message that is going on in the church, because that place, it was Gio that used to package the message for them. So when they write the message, they will show share the message to all of their branches. So, and I say that because this place now, it was Gio that is writing this one. So this message, the church is not filled with the Holy Ghost. So such message cannot change any life. So as the message cannot change me, I decided to change the church. So,
amen.
So after that, when I changed the church, so there was like begging me as if what happened. So one day the pastor came personally. So I explained to him that I have heard the message. So and there was our Sunday school teacher also, our three of them, then came to me and I explained to them. They said, okay, what was the message? I said, okay, number one, why I rebaptized is that I was baptized before. So, and the Bible says, go and baptize in the name. Even person that doesn't go for primary school is supposed to understand that.
Hey!
It's very clear.
Hey!
So, and...
Hey! A reverend doctor doesn't catch it.
So, I don't understand. They don't understand the meaning. And as the man wants to hear him, I say, okay. The Bible in the book of Matthew 28, verse 19, go and baptize in the name of the Father, and in the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Ghost. Okay, if you are following your Bible, then you're supposed to pause there and ask, what is the name? What is this name?
Then, a student is teaching his teacher. Church member is teaching his pastor.
Praise the Lord. Now, there's nothing like that. Now, that the meaning of that Matthew chapter 28 and 19, that the meaning, it was out of Apostle 2:38. Now, you open that place. Now, the Bible says you should repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus. And every baptism is supposed to be done in that name. And I'll ask them that people that crucified Jesus Christ, are they an unbeliever?
Uh-huh.
It's not the kind of people that don't want to hear that name. And they don't want to do anything in that name. So, they don't answer me that question.
So, you change your church.
So, I change my church.
So, which church you can't go now?
So, I don't have... my church now is Bride Assembly. Sometimes I used to go to my shop and lock the glass like this to attend the service. Because... there was... Praise the Lord. So, also my pastor, has, he was advising me that attend hearing tape, although it is not bad though. And that the Bible says we should not forsake the gathering of brethren. But I asked him a question. But the Bible says something that times are come that a true worshipper should worship at where? Is it in the church?
This man, the pastor.
So, and then it's not in the. It must know God, because what I'm seeing there, I'm not. I went to church at least to build up my spiritual life. But how can I be going to church and come back the same way I am?
Uh-huh.
Then, after that, he said, I should look for a believer to another church, even though I don't want to come to their own. I should look for another church. So, okay, now, that period, I later travel. So, when I travel, I give somebody the kilo for my business. So, when I come back, my decoder doesn't work anymore. So, as the decoder spoiled, so I decided, instead of me to sit at home, I decided to go for anyone to know whether I will hear the message. And one of my brother told me one day that there was another church, which is Heaven Target. I said, okay. That day I remember, because I was on my bed thinking where I will go and worship. Immediately I remember that one. I now get up and now carry Bible from there, enter the church. So, when I go to the church, they are just advertise the name of the church. So there is no message. I say, okay. Now, since there is no message, that they are just doing ceremony.
We will hear these details much later. I very much want to meet with you much later. But if you have a question, you
ask the question
now.
So the question,
and then we can hear the details of your journey of faith later.
All right, sir. Thank you. The question I have now is that, since there is no place of worship for that side, although I'm not an Anambra indigene, I was doing business there, and there was one miracle center beside my place there. So, and it's the kind of people that used to bring coconut for deliverance, cane, rope, and whatever for deliverance. So, since there is no place, and you preach a message one day that you say, if you are not to sit down at home, that you should be going to church, so that if they say anything that is biblical, you should follow and join them. But if they say anyone that is not follow, that you should relax, you should sit down, not to follow them. But this place now, if you follow them, even you do not accept their own, that very one that you believe, they will be looking at you as if somebody that is confused, as if you don't know what, you don't know anything.
So your question is,
so my question is that, where will I go to worship? Since the Bible says we should not forsake the gathering of brethren. Thank you, sir.
Where will I go? Seeking the refuge of my soul. A needing a friend to help me. Is very relevant to your condition. And let me tell you something. What is going on now? Not to be humble over it, none of us in this church, none of the pastors, none of the ministers here ever anticipated it. We did not anticipate the response that will come from our broadcast. In the whole of this country, and maybe even worldwide, I don't know of any enter message. Okay, I think there is one in Brazil or so, but that is in the Latin language there, the South American language there. But English speaking, and even French speaking, worldwide, no television station that is dedicated to the preaching of this end time message. We were disturbed that we find it difficult to talk to believers because error has taken them too far to come back to the Bible. When you are showing them the Bible, and we discovered that it was necessary that what we have, we should also go to the same medium that these denominationals are using and indoctrinating the people. Let's also go among them and we too talk. That was all we wanted to do. They are on television, they are on the internet, streaming, they are everywhere, and nothing to counter them. And they were all looking as if they are right. So we needed to also smoke ourselves inside. We took a talk. And not knowing that God was the one doing it, to search his people everywhere. Hallelujah. I told you last week when I received a call from Sister Mercy, that is your name, from Abia also. She said she was a kanka, she and her husband, full a kanka. And she was just going through the television, she saw this channel, and she took interest to listen to what we are saying. And she gave her life to Christ. The same thing she asked, I asked her, so now you give your life to Christ. I said, what of your husband? He said, that one is still with his ekanka. Is he not disturbing you now that you are a Christian? Now it touched me that we can have something to say, that somebody will just be listening to us in her sitting room and give her life to Christ. She called me and said, can I show her in the Bible where Christians should not wear earring? I asked her if she was there with her Bible. She said yes. Immediately before I finished reading one of the two scriptures I wanted to show her, she said, Pastor, you don't do. She said, tomorrow I'm packing all my jewelry to throw away. She said she has since stopped wearing trousers. She has since stopped putting those things on her hair. Why? Just watching us. I felt very emotional that we can have something we can say that people can just listen and it will affect their lives. Then I know that God is in this thing we are doing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I asked her, where do you worship? She said, there is one church on their street, Assemblies of God. So that is where she went. And that she went to them for baptism. She's supposed to start this Monday, this week Monday. She said, they said she come for baptismal class. But that she asked the pastor, I hope people baptized in the name of Jesus, like our pastor. He referred to me as their pastor. Amen. And I discovered that they are going to do Father, Son, Holy Ghost, contrary to what we are teaching. And she's asking, what should she do? So it's the same thing. But let me tell you, a sister also was in my house last week. A young sister here, she's a gifted sister. The prophetess said she was reading the life history of William Branham, and then something happened, she got caught up, and the Lord was speaking to her in that realm, that the Lord told her that before the coming of the Lord, as it is written, that he said that this gospel will be preached to the whole world. He said, but that time is very short now. And because time is very short now, he was telling her, he said, that the door will not be closed until the last elect comes in. Is saved. And because the time is too short, he, God, had decided to use this television to go round wherever his own, wherever they are. He will cause them to hear the truth and come in. Not come and be member of Red Assembly Church. Come into the body of Christ. Come into the salvation grace that God has given mankind. The devil has messed it up with what is happening in Christianity today. But remember, nobody can defeat God. Did the serpent defeat God in the Garden of Eden? No! Whatever you do, you only end up working God's purpose. Did Joseph's dream perish because his brothers hated him and did what they did? No, when he speaks, he says he watches over his word to perform it. Hallelujah. And because God knows there is nothing you can do to stop God's purpose. Nothing. No matter what they do, at the appointed time, God knows what to do to gather his own. He said that this spirit will be so close. False prophets. And when we say prophet, it's talking about ministers of God. It will be so close that he said, if it were possible, they would deceive the very elect. But they cannot be deceived. Not because you don't call yourself elect, but because there is something he, God, causes his own to know. That by that knowledge, they cannot be deceived. And that is the light we are shining for every darkness to depart. Amen. I believe that there will be members of the body of Christ that will still be in fellowship with the fellow brethren. But the time now that we are reached now in time in God's program for salvation, we are now in the digital age. Why Satan is connecting evil people to themselves, indoctrinating themselves through the internet and through the television. You think God will fall his hand? God is using the same medium and connecting his people worldwide. As we are speaking now, the whole world, they are connected to what is happening. Hallelujah. They are live here. If the connection go parang, they are calling. Say, is it waving like this or correct it? Live. I was in France three weeks ago or so, and then I was calling a brother who was also living in France there. I was calling him. He didn't pick the call. Brother Lucky. Then he just sent me a text. He said, Daddy, I'm in service now. When we close, I will call you. So I thought he had gone to one church. Well, later in the afternoon, he came to my hotel room, and I said, oh, how was your service? He said, it was powerful. Pastor Thomas preached on this social topic, and the worship session was very powerful. He said, Stanley, that brother. I said, you told me you day church. He said, no. Red Assembly. And I'm sure Raloki is watching us now from France. He doesn't miss any program. Praise God. You see what Satan has done, thinking he will, whatever he wants to do with it. God used the same medium and is connecting the people. What I'm saying is, emphasis will now no longer be where you worship. Emphasis now is your relationship with God. That's what I want to say. Relationship with God. Praise the Lord. Yes. Don't forsake the gathering together of saints, because there is the benefit of being together. There's a benefit, you know, when family members are together, you know, anything can happen, people rally around you. But I'm telling you something, church, that we are in an age now where we can get connected with one another without necessarily sitting together like this in a church. I'm not saying this to stop you from coming to church. I'm saying this to encourage those who have no church to attend, so that you don't begin to condemn yourself as if you are doing something. And God has increased so much grace on such people. The prayer you fast here before God answer, these people will just place their hand on the television screen and pray. And it is happening. You see? He said, I don't know whether the sister is here, that said somewhere in the east, she said a particular sickness came upon her. She said she came across this station, Lucy, I think that's your name. She's here. Uh-huh, you are the one. That's it. Which state, which town was that you saw? Where? Which town? Where do you stay? From which town?
Anambra State.
Anambra people again. Anambra. Amen. And she said, she watches it, and the whole house, her house knows that this is her channel. She calls this man her pastor, and suddenly a strange sickness came upon her. She thought she was going to die. She said she called me and called my number, and that I only sent her a text. Sorry, I cannot talk now. Maybe I was somewhere. I don't remember the occasion she was reminding me yesterday. And then she said she texted back. It is a matter of life and death. She said suddenly I called her. And then told her, you know, she was could barely talk. As if she would die. While they were saying rush her to the hospital, she was saying, my pastor. And God honored her faith. One time prayer, she was telling me, I prayed for her on the phone, told her what to do, he said the thing disappeared. That's what I'm telling you. And so, after some time, you see her, her uncle again, collapsed with a stroke, or I don't know what the stroke, or what is it, a stroke, whatever it is. And then she said, she called, he said the father was telling her, call down your pastor, they were going to rush him to Newe or somewhere like that for some emergency. And then she said she texted me. She called me. I couldn't pick it. She texted me. She said, I replied the text. And then, you know, I don't know what she said. I said in the text. And she said, the fact that he even replied this text and said this, I know my uncle will not die. And shortly after that, the old man regained his life. Faith. Now, I didn't know that. She's saying all this. I don't remember anything like that. See what God is using it to do. Somebody met me in France or so, or Spain. He was reminding me, it was during testimony time. He stood up and was telling them that he wants to confirm something the pastor said. Say, Pastor, you will not know me, but I am so. That he was connecting one day. They said the mother, see, he called me, that the mother was suffering from cancer in Spain. The mother lives there, and that I told him, when you get home with the mother, that they should call me. I will pray for the mother. And please, I am not advertising myself for you people to be calling me for prayers. I am only trying to tell you what God, because I'm not the only one. It happens to all of us. I'm sure the prophets, you receive more calls than me. Because Joseph living with me before I gave him quit notice, every time, phone. You are surprised I give somebody quit notice. I was his landlord. I was with Godwin. That was when I started pitying these prophets. We went for a program in Cameroon, so we stayed in the same apartment hotel. Every meaning, kri kri. If it's not binding here, it's losing here, it's making discernment here. Amen. I want to show you people, science have discovered that too much phone call can affect brain. It can cause cancer. No, that's the truth. That's the truth. Too much placing it in the ear. They are now advocating where you put it on speakerphone, keep it further away from you and be talking, rather than placing it on your body and talking like that. Anyway, and so I'm not advertising myself so that you will come. According to him, he said that he went home that evening, went to his mother, called me, and he said, I prayed with him and told him what to do. He said the cancer disappeared over there, and they thought the mother would die. I'm using that to tell you, see how God connects us. Now when I was out there trying to connect, so that as an online member when I'm out of the country, and in the Bright TV site there is a chat column there, and then people who are online, when you join, you put your name. So I put my name there and I saw response. Everybody is like, ah, daddy, daddy, daddy. So many people were connecting at that hour watching Vigil. So many people in Germany, Europe, in Japan, in everywhere, and everybody was just sending greetings to me, and we are all online. So, we are connected. Praise God. We are connected. Finally, on that issue, what is the church? What is the church? The word church means called out ones. There's a difference between church and fellowship. Amen. It is people who belong, it is church people that have fellowship. I don't know how to put it. People who are called out from the world is called church. You are called out. The Bible refers to Israel as the church in the wilderness. The called out ones. That's the meaning of a church. The called out ones. When you are called out, then you come together to worship. It becomes a fellowship of the called out ones. And what is fellowship? William Branham broke it down with the acronym. He just broke it down. He said, fellowship is, he said, two fellows in a ship to keep the ship going. For the Bible says, we are two or three are gathered in my name. You are gathering to give glory to God. He said, I am in the midst. So church starts with a man and his wife. You never marry. So that's why you always, that when you mention Babi Salu, I don't say you never marry. When you do fellowship for Babi Salu, you didn't say you are doing fellowship in your house. So you discover that. And what happened to your decoder? The thing damaged.
Yeah, just damaged.
Eh?
It's just damaged.
Okay, I'll give you another one.
Thank you, sir.
I'll give you another one.
Thank you, sir.
So that we can continue fellowship. Praise God. So that we can continue fellowship. Amen. So it's a man and a wife. The child is the third person. We are two or three are gathered in my name. So your church begins between you and your wife. Forget this one that people start it like business. They will go and look for a sponsor. They go and rent a hall. Then do all that. There's nothing like that. This church didn't start like that, though. Never started like that. Not in my office. Four of us. We gather the club hand. Now the thing don't grow rich like this. So. Praise God. We didn't have drum. Now my office table, they use to give beat when we worship. Boom, 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 boom. So they clap hand. So small time, we go beat. Go, go, go. Joseph was our drummer. Blue, blue, blue. He's very good with that. Blue, 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 blue. And before you know it, we got one equi. When you mix it, you jam hand. You're having bath there. My, there's an anointing that flows. Forget all this one. Before we develop to buy instruments, we grew like that. And we didn't go to look for a sponsor, nothing. Amen. Church is not business. Like Brother Cosmos said, church is not this building. Church is the individual. Amen. That's why they were surprised that they brought down this building. Broke it down on Wednesday. Friday, there was open air crusade in the night. Church is not building. Then we now put tent. Rain will come, come out the tent, blow the thing off. Rain will fall. So that people will not go to that church. Is it because of the building people are coming here? It's not because of the building. Rain fall, everybody come up from canopy, they enter and they worship God. Worship God. We are unstoppable. Anybody that thinks you will attract people to your church by a fine auditorium, hallelujah, you will just be having a social gathering there. What attracts the children of God is the word. Wherever the word is, they will go there. Under any condition, they will go there to get the word. God bless you.
Thank you, sir. Please, there is something I want you to put more light for me, because there was a time me and my pastor was argue about something.
This is your first time of coming here?
No, I came here for
June.
Yes, sir. Okay. So he said that there's a verse of Bible that you will read and leave it like that without explanation. That it doesn't have anything to explain. That you should leave it like that the way it was.
Yes.
And I was okay, like which one? That place of Ecclesiastic that you read, 11. You bring something like that. He said, I was okay. Since, although it was you that, through you that I know the meaning of that verse. Because for him, that place, no explanation. We are to leave it like that. So, and.
Well, listen.
Yes, sir.
Your pastor is not called by God. Your pastor is employed by his GO. So he can only know within the limit of what the GO has told him. He is not answerable to God. He is answerable to his GO. So that man has nothing spiritual to supply to you more than what the GO has given him to give you. So forget those type of pastors. They are not ministers of God.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Clap your hands for Jesus.